I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, February 2017. Census shows immigration is crucial to Canada's growth. The results of Canada's 2016 census show how vital immigration has become to the country's continued growth. Since 2011, the country has grown by 1.7 million people, and two-thirds of that growth is attributed to immigration, with the rest resulting from natural increase or the difference between births and deaths. Canada's natural population growth could be nearly zero 20 years from now, and if the current trend continues, immigration will make up 80% of the population growth by 2031. Deaths are catching up with births like never before as the baby boomer generation reaches older ages and fertility rates fall. A quick primer on Canada's 2016 census shows that our population is now 35,151,728. This is an increase from the 2011 census of about 4.8%. Our fertility rate is now 1.6, and the required fertility rate of female-bearing individuals is 2.1. The largest city in Canada is Toronto, with a population of 2.7 million. The fastest-growing city is Calgary, Alberta, which has grown 14.6% since the 2011 census. The fastest-growing province is also Alberta, which has grown 11.6% in that time frame. And the only province to decline in population since 2011 is New Brunswick, which marginally fell by 0.5%. For a country's population to grow naturally, the fertility rate must be approximately 2.1 children per female aged 15 to 49. The last time Canada reached a 1.6 fertility rate was 1971. The only region in Canada to buck the trend is Nunavut, where the fertility rate is 2.9 per female, and the population growth of 12.7%, making it the fastest growing area of Canada. Nunavut's population is now 35,944. Toronto remains overwhelmingly the country's largest city, with a population of 2.7 million. Montreal is second, with a population of 1.7. The census also showed a continued migration westward, with Alberta leading the way, with an increase of 11.6%, despite the slump in oil prices. Manitoba also saw a growth of 5.8% since 2011. The top five fastest growing urban areas in Canada include Calgary, as we said earlier, with 14.6%, followed by Edmonton, Alberta, at 13.9%. Saskatchewan's Saskatoon grew at 12.5%, and Saskatchewan's Regina grew 11.8%. For the second consecutive census, Ontario lagged behind the national average, with 4.6% population growth, although it remains the most populous province with 13.5 million people. The limited growth in Ontario comes despite major centers in the province like Toronto, Ottawa, Guelph, and Oshawa growing at above the national average. The Statistics Canada report shows that more immigrants are being enticed towards Saskatchewan and Manitoba away from Ontario, and this could be a part of the emerging trend. On the east side of Canada, there's quite a different picture. New Brunswick was the only province to decrease in size by 0.5%, and taking the entire Atlantic region as a whole, just 6.6% of the population now lives there, whereas in 1966, it was 10%. Compare that with the population of Ontario and Quebec, which makes up 61.5% of the total population, despite relatively low growth recorded in the census. The federal government is taking steps to turn this trend around in the Atlantic provinces, which is set to see 2,000 additional immigrants land in the region this year, and there are talks for even more numbers in the years ahead. Previous Immigration Minister John McCallum said one of the major challenges was motivating immigrants to spread out across Canada and, as well, for Atlantic provinces to retain their immigrants. The latest census lays the problem quite clearly, with 83% of Canada's population now living in urban areas.